Connie.
Good morning. I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a good weekend and a good holiday.
Yes, thank you.
How was your trip?
Amazing. Beautiful green everywhere.
Baruch Hashem. That's always nice to see.
We had very little rain, too, so that was a blessing. We did get wind from the hurricane, believe it or not, in Ireland, though. 135 mile an hour.
How much? 135?
135, yeah, coming all the way from the hurricanes in Florida. That was crazy.
That's a little strange.
That's the butterfly effect.
But I take it there wasn't a lot of rain.
No, we got lucky.
Very good.
Did you stream the Kabbalah Center streaming?
No, I was in the services here where I'm at.
So they had a lot of problems with their problems with their production here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They do it every week, so I'm surprised that they had a problem. I didn't pay attention. Where were they meeting? What city were they meeting in?
Let's see. Was it New York, right, Don? New York. Quite sure it was New York.
Okay. So I am surprised that they had a problem because they do it every week in every location. So.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you had a nice holiday.
Oh, I really did. But I have company now, and I'm going to have to mute and just be back and forth. Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to get started, and please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa.
Okay.
Ana Bekoa. Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Teruva Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Na Dibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tami. Gam lame, betet resh, saditap gimel. Chasim kadosh, berov tucha, nael adata. Het kuf bet, tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e, lamcha p'nei, zokre kidushata. Yud Gimelamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatiyakatenu, Yodeya Talumot. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav. The letters of the month of Tishrei. The Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus. And the Lamed that created the constellation Mosdaim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra. Together, the Pe and the Lamed have a gematria of 110. And when we add the letter bet that is concealed in the pay is concealed in the mouth. We add 2 to the 110 and it becomes 112. 112 is the gematria of the Hebrew word Yabok, Yud Bet Kuf, which is the river that Jacob crossed in order to wrestle with the angel of Esau. 112 is a unification number. It unifies in 2 different ways. One way is to unify Hashem with Elohim. Hashem is 26 and Elohim is 86. Together they total 112. Another unification is the name Echieh, which is 21, plus Hashem, 26, plus Adonai, 65. And they also total 112. So we can see that the month of Tishrei is a month, while it is a month of balance, it's also a month of unification. We have brought the energy of creation into our faith. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, which is a form of unification. And we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nose Avon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. And now we're going to study the verse on certainty from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bifilu urchimu tilu tilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yud hei bevav hei V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'hino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar becha ma'atar, kaneinan dekudsha, perichu koma diaved. Leila witata kola ihu kishot biovada dikshot beleblach nila bialma ivae barnash ledach ya leya mine ya ulam haga be ya kalana dehakulu ovada. Tikshot inun wikolai stirich be alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of this current year of 5778, the year that is connected to the context and concept of bowing. Bowing to Hashem so that we can walk with Hashem, we can become closer to Hashem. The first verse that has this energy that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. It's the only verse that has the gematria of 5778 within the Tanakh. Vayishkav Amnon, vayidchal vayavo. Amelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo natamar, achoti utlebev, elenei shetei levivot, vievrev me, yada. There is a second verse that connects to this energy, because concealed within this verse, Psalm 30, chapter 32, verse 5, concealed within this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. These letters are separated by three letters each. Hata ati odiacha vavoni lo kisiti amarti odeale pashai ladonai yohe wahe reata nasata avon hatati sela. The year 5777, which we just left, the year of the goat, has the energy of the goat. It has the energy of Yom Kippur, which we'll be reading this next Shabbat. There are two verses in this year as well. The first verse that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we have tzatzkiach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, it's dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat has within it, it's concealed within it, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. And in this verse, those letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, yo he wahe, Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem. Ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, the year of the pause, has two verses also that have this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat. Velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei leval lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekacha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai yohewahe ade ad ki biyah yohewadonai yohewahe sur olamim. The year 5775, the year that has swallows death forever, is the energy of that year. There are three verses that we study. The first is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoyia Asher yitchabe sham moshavtem elai el nachom. Wehalachti yitchem wechayayim yashno. Baaretz vehipasti o tov etol alfei yechuda. And the third is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. The year 5774 had and still has this energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shatam ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying each letter out loud with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe heya. Yozala me behe, he reyo he kome, la awa tala yo, la wawa pehe la, nulacha yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he, reyo yo awa me, la ka. Be washire yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za me he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Ya wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo me wa me. There are three names in this chart that connect to the year 5778. The first one is at position 13, the 13th name. It's the letters Yud, Zion, and Lamed. Yozala. The energy of this name is heaven on earth, and that's a righteous goal. I'm sure we would all agree. The 14th name is Mem-Bed-He, Me-Be-He. The energy of this name is farewell to arms, lessening conflicts, removing conflicts, eliminating wars, any kind of aspect of fighting. This is the goal of this name. And the 30th name, Aleph Vav Mem, Awame, has the energy of building bridges. And we know that the tool of building bridges between people is the method that we can say farewell to arms, remove conflict. And it's the tool that we will utilize to bring heaven down to earth. And so we meditate on these three names an additional time, an additional moment, to help bring these three very beneficial goals. Now we're going to connect to the names from the Tzaddikim in the same manner as we did earlier, by saying the letters out loud with their root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te yo a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa te you nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me zai re wa he be yo a he a la wa me zai yo ga me he be me ka ho a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. There is one name in this chart, in the same location, and the same letters, the same everything. It's name number 30, A-Wa-Me, Aleph Vav Mem. And this name, as we said, has the energy of building bridges. And this just reinforces the concept of continuing to seek peace among people by building bridges. Avoiding conflict, not avoiding conflict, but eliminating conflict, so that we can bring heaven down to earth. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the fourth day of Tishrei, which is the actual fast of Gedalia for this year, Rabbi Yoel Baal Shem, he was a master of the good name. He was able to bring miracles to people through his knowledge of the names of God and implementing those names. The Baal Shem of Michalstadt was Rabbi Yitzhak Aryeh Wurmser, Rabbi Abraham Danzig, and Rabbi Baruch Raphael Soloveitchik. These are Tzaddikim who left this day, the 4th of Tishrei. And as we are wont to do on classes that we normally do not have, on days that we do not normally have a class, the 5th of Tishrei, which starts at sundown tonight, the Tzaddikim who left this day, Naphtali ben Yaakov Avinu, the progenitor of the tribe of Naphtali, Rabbi Naphtali HaKohen Katz of Lublin, Rabbi Mordechai Schneerson of Vitebsk, Rabbi Baruch Shalom HaLevi Ashlag. This is the son of Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Baruch Shem Kivoto. Today's class is a class in preparation for Yom Kippur, which takes place a week from yesterday. It takes place on this coming Shabbat. We have a very additional energy, additional help in reaching the level of Bina for Yom Kippur. And as we have discussed, on Yom Kippur, we take five very large meals, even though people think they're fasting. Those meals are the five prayers, the five Amidahs, that we say during the evening and the night, the night and the day of Yom Kippur. What happens on Yom Kippur is very simple and very misunderstood. So let's start at that level. What's misunderstood, most people consider Yom Kippur a day of judgment, a day to be feared, a day of awe. And yes, it is a day of awe. It's a day of the potential to connect to the energy store that is Bina, so that we can create the DNA of our year, the year ahead of 5778. Yes, there is an overall frame called 5778, and we know its energy is about bowing so that you can walk. This is the overall frame, but how will you look in your individual year, that you are creating in the process of Yom Kippur, in the prayers of Yom Kippur, in the statements of the Musaf primarily, but also in the prayer of Nila. All of these actions, all of this part of the ritual, including the final shofar blowing, all of this has one purpose: for you to create your year yourself. Not to just let the year happen and to wait for the Mashiach to come this year and to wait for the see what God has promised you. What has God got in store for you for this year? This is not Yom Kippur. It is called Yom Kippurim in the Torah. Yom Kippurim means a day like Purim. And Purim is the essence, the energy of certainty, the energy to remove doubts. This is what you can accomplish on Yom Kippur. Remove doubts. Be certain. What is it you want for the world? What is it you want for your family? What is it you want for yourself? All of this can be manifested in its potential during the day of Yom Kippur. That's how important this day is. And this year, we have the additional energy of Shabbat. We have the additional energy of the unity of Shabbat, the third meal, the afternoon of Shabbat, which is when we will be doing Nila. This is what we have available to us. The question is, what will you do with it? And as part of this understanding and as part of this preparation, almost if not the last thing you do at Nila before the gates are closed, if you say seven times a phrase that translates into English, God is God. Time out. Of course God is God. But in the Hebrew, that's not what you're saying. In the Hebrew, you're saying the God of judgment is the God of mercy. This is a whole different understanding. This is what our class is about today. You can find the handout on the advanced classes of Teshuvah. You find that in two places, through the unique astrological events link that's underneath the two pictures on the right of every page of the Hashem website. Or you can go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix to row 8, the second column from the left. In any event, how you arrive at the landing page for the advanced classes on Teshuvah, scroll down to where you see the classes of 6 for the preparations of the Tishrei holidays. And there is a class 6C is the Tishrei holiday of Yom Kippur, Adonai Hu HaElohim. This is the class for today. It's titled The Meaning of God is God.
Can you repeat it again, Hanok, please?
Yes. The revealed wisdom matrix, the second column from the left in row 8, is for advanced Teshuvah classes. When you open that link up, that landing page, scroll down to class 6C. That is the class we will be reading today. This part of the Yom Kippur Nila prayer, which is really a meal, is quite intriguing to me personally. And it should be, I would think, intriguing to you. Because what is the meaning of God is God? If one reads the English translation, it has to lead to questions. And yet, until I started to study Kabbalah, I never heard anyone question it. They just said it. The phrase is Adonai Hashem Hu HaElohim. And the translation is God is God. And I'm asking you, what questions would you ask? The simple question, the most direct question that I ask is, huh? What are we saying? Rabbi Bart Sadok, one of my teachers, he wrote an essay explaining this, and this is what we will study today. He titled his essay, The Secret Power Within Hashem Hu Elohim. One of the great proclamations made at the conclusion of Yom Kippur prayers are the words, Hashem Hu Elohim. His translation is Hashem, He is God. At the surface level, this seems merely to be a religious, cultural proclamation that Hashem, the God of Israel, is the only true God, thus implying the falsehoods of all the other world religions and their gods. Yet Hebrew proclamations are built upon prophetic, Kabbalistic design. Nothing about them is so ethnic, simplistic, and one-dimensional. The simple statement, Hashem Hu Elohim, is not simple at all. and it is not mentioned in relationship to other religions or to other gods. This statement is indeed the foundation of the Torah, but so very few actually understand its meaning. Even fewer know how to transform a spoken statement into a vibrant force that can actually influence and change physical matter at its most fundamental levels. You want to change your year. You want to put your year into this potential DNA of what you want the year to be. These seven statements of Hashem Hu Elohim is the final manifesting step. Speech is sound. Sounds can vibrate matter at the molecular level. Thoughts are things. They are actual waves of energy. When thoughts can be focused similar to the focusing of light, then concentrated thought can become like a laser beam with the power to cut and penetrate almost everything. When concentrated thought is channeled through the proper vibrations of sound, powerful results are achieved. Results that have very material physical manifestations. The real name of God, commonly referred to as Hashem, as we know, is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. However, we do not pronounce this name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Instead, we pronounce the name Adonai. This is not because of myth that we have forgotten how to pronounce the name, or that the name is too holy to pronounce. We have never forgotten how it was pronounced, and there are still those who properly pronounce it regularly in the course of their work, secret works. These are the Balei Shem Tov, the masters of the good name. The reason why the name changed was because of the shift in the collective consciousness of the Israelite nation. They descended from being a people in their land, our land, with prophecy and temple, down into being a people in exile, without divine direction, without national unity, and without national focus. The shift in consciousness caused there to be a shift in names. According to the Torah, to the Kabbalah, a name is not just a word. It is an actual living entity. The name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is not just a word or a name. It is a power sound, an actual conduit of living energy. When the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is pronounced in a precise manner and chanted according to the ancient prophetic traditions, it can unleash tremendous forces that have powerful effects. Without prophecy, without the ark, without the temple, the Israelite collective, the nation, lost the proper forms through which the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh can be channeled. Today, while the masses no longer use the proper vessel of the letters, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, to channel the name's full force, the concentrated energy that goes into it can still be tapped. The secret power in a name is not just in its spoken form, but more so in the concentrated mind, in the concentrated thoughts that channel it into its recitation. The name Adonai was chosen to replace Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh to more appropriately reflect the nature of the shift in the collective consciousness of the Israelite nation. Adonai translates as Lord. However, it means so much more. The name Adonai has the same numerical value as the word Heikal, palace. A palace, a Heikal, is a domain of residence. A residence contains its owners. It protects him from the outside and also conceals him from outsiders. This physical universe of ours operates according to the laws of nature, as ordained by Hashem in the beginning. The Hebrew name used in the creation story we know as Elohim. The numerical value of this name is equal to the value of the Hebrew term Hateva, nature. Thus, the natural universe of physical form is the creation of Elohim. The laws of nature are the expressions of Elohim. Elohim is the force and the power underlying the physical universe. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, as a Hebrew word, can be seen to contain the root verb hoveh, to be. In its basic sense, a Hebrew verb is passive. However, when the prefix letter yud is added to a passive verb base, a passive verb, it transforms the verb from passive into active. Thus, the verb hoveh, hey, bav, hey, have with a yud in front of it, Yud He Vav He, the name Yohewahe, can be translated to mean an active being, or a being in action, or simply active existence. This name was not used to describe the physical creation, and is only introduced later in the Torah with the manifestation of the higher Yetziratic spiritual reality. We thus have two parallel dimensional planes, one physical, the world of Asiyah, operating under known natural laws, and another, the world of formation, the world of Yetzirah, which is not physical, operating under the less known but definitely natural laws for that world, for that universe, for that dimension. And it operates under less known and entirely different conditions. The natural universe is represented in Torah by the name Elohim, and the supernatural, spiritual universe by the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The two universes operate parallel to one another and are supposed to operate and function in harmony with each other. The Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh universe, the Yetzirah universe, is the source and sustenance of the Elohim universe, the world of Asiyah, of action. Our physical universe, Asiyah, emanates out of the higher dimensional plane, Yetzirah, and is completely sustained by it. When the order of creation is in proper balance, the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh universe flows naturally into the Elohim universe. In this relationship, the physical universe materializes abundance in all its forms, and everything is in blossom, harmony, balance, and peace. However, the flow of the upper universe into the lower universe can be hindered. Natural law dictates that channels can be either opened or closed or partially restricted. At Sinai, an interdimensional vortex was opened, enabling Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh to materialize in this physical universe in a form that could contain it and sustain it. This form is the Torah. The body of the Torah is the mitzvot. When Israel correlates their collective mind to Torah, they properly channel Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and enable its power and force to materialize in this physical plane, and thus into the name Elohim. This is the purpose of Halakha, the path of Torah, the Torah way, commonly but limitedly translated as law, Jewish law. The name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh was channeled originally through prophecy, through the Ark, through the Temple, coupled with the pronunciations of the ancient Baalei Shem Tov, the masters of the good name. Who were these masters? They were the biblical prophets and priests. When the nation's deviant behavior caused a collective shift in the national consciousness, the power of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh was severely curtailed. It could no longer be properly channeled into the Elohim physical universe. But the vessels of channeling and reception were either destroyed or removed. We therefore lost prophecy. We lost the Ark. And we lost the Temple. We were left in a mental and correlating physical place, which we call exile. There can be no redemption from exile until such redemption is properly carried out. The inner channels must first be restored before the external channels can be restored. For even if the external forms of the Ark and the Temple were replaced, they would still be nothing but empty, hollow shells. God forbid. This was the situation regarding the Second Temple in Jerusalem. Without the internal shift of collective national consciousness back to the supernatural reality of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, exile will continue regardless of external forms. Internal shifts in the collective national consciousness can be achieved through the focused, concerted effort of those in the nation who can steer the collective in the proper mental direction. Only they can realign focus away from Elohim and the natural and restore it to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and the supernatural, thus enabling both to properly realign, to unite, and to flow harmoniously into one another. This is the true meaning of Torah and Teshuvah, returning to Hashem. This is the meaning of repentance. And now you can understand that it has more than the meaning of please forgive me. Now we can begin to understand the meaning of Hashem Hu Elohim. This statement is no mere recitation of words. Rather, it needs to be an actual focus of consciousness that helps realign parallel universes to being parallel universes. When we recite the words Hashem Hu Elohim, the sounds themselves need to be joined with intense mental focus. In Hebrew, we call this kavanah, intention, mental intention. When we recite the name Adonai, we must not focus on that name, but rather on the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Adonai is the dwelling place, the palace, the Hekal of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is concealed within Adonai. Our mental focus is to make sure the two names are perfectly united and that the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh energy is properly channeled through the vessel, Adonai. Thus, when reciting Adonai, we mentally visualize the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and imagine its supernatural life-giving energy flowing into the name Adonai, enlivening it and enabling it to enliven our physical universe. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the inner conduit. Adonai is the outer conduit. If you visualize an electric wire, it has within it an electric wire, and it has outside of it, it has a rubber or some other material wire. There's an inner wire and an outer wire. Now, if you visualize the flow of that electricity in the inner wire, it's also flowing in the outer wire. That's why the two wires, the two flows, must be coordinated. That's what Rabbi Bar Sadok is saying here. Continuing to read. One is the source and strength of the other. One is the vessel and the form of the other. One alone cannot be complete. A body without a soul is dead, and a soul without a body is a ghost. Therefore, when we pronounce Adonai, we contemplate Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Without this, there is no flow of energy, and thus no manifestation of the divine channel through the recitation of the name. Mind and speech must be joined together, for one without the other is dead. And the best way to do that is to say the phrase slowly. Adonai, while you visualize Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Hu Elohim. Slowly with concentration. Havaya, Adnut, is the source of all life in the Elohim universe, the Asiya physical universe. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the pure source that when it flows into this universe directly, without dilution, in the name Adonai, brings with it an abundance that can be transformed the very subatomic structure of all physicality, all physical matter in the universe. In our present fallen state of exile, we cannot ascend to the proper level to channel this flow undiluted. We channel it the best we can through the name Adonai. It is not perfect, but it is the best that we can do at present. And without this, all life would cease to exist in this physical universe. Does someone have a question? Havaya, Adnu, needs to flow in order for there to be life. And where does it flow? It flows into the substructures of the physical universe, into the very presence of the Creator underlying our physical reality or within all matter. This is the source of natural law, represented by the name Elohim. By channeling Havaya Adnut into Elohim, we are essentially sustaining all physical existence. Havaya Adnut into Elohim, we are essentially sustaining all physical existence. The indwelling presence of Elohim in every subatomic reality that defines for it its natural laws is called in Hebrew the Shekhinah, the indwelling divine presence. When we verbally proclaim Hashem Hu Elohim, we are doing much more than making a statement of faith. In our mental focus, we are actually moving very subtle energy forces that themselves nurture life. Our statement is an actual act of providing nourishment for our physical universe, for the world of Asiya. We are focusing on the energetic reality of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, of the supernatural source, the universe of Yetzirah, and channeling its sustaining flow from Adonai into a proper conduit of materialization, Havaya Adnut, and from the conduit out into the receptacle, the Asiya, the Elohim, the Shekhinah, nature. While the words Hashem Hu Elohim themselves are meaningful at the simple level, it is the properly placed mental focus on their real intent that unleashes real, raw power that will have so many positive effects. Now that we have discussed the names Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Adonai, and Elohim, let me turn momentarily to the additional letters that form the statement. Hashem Hu HaElohim. The Hebrew word Hu, translation is He is spelled He Vav Aleph. The name Elohim is introduced with a prefix, the letter He, the. However, due to the nature of English grammar and syntax, we do not translate it. It would sound awkward to say, Hashem, He is the God. So the He, the, is usually left untranslated. However, in Hebrew grammar, the insertion of this preposition is entirely accurate and proper. The Hebrew letters that spell Hu-Ha reside in between the two names, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and Elohim. These letters, He, Vav, Aleph, He, numerically add up to the value of 17. This is the numerical value of the word Tov, meaning good. It is no coincidence that this is found here. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, through Adonai, channels the energetic flow of the higher universe, the world of Yetzirah, into the lower one, the world of Asiya. As I said above, this flow is the source and the sustenance of all life in the physical world. This energy is not symbolic or mental in nature. It is real. It is a life force. It is a life-giving radiance. It is Shefa. In Hebrew, we call it Nefesh. In the Orient, it is called by a more popular, more recognizable name, Chi, or Ki. This is the Tov, the goodness that we channel. The recitation of Hashem Hu Elohim is not limited to Yom Kippur. In our regular daily morning prayers, it is also recited in a very precisely placed section when reciting the words, one should bear in mind that through the power of one's focus and concentration, one can actually transcend dimensional boundaries, can tap into higher energy sources, and through the combined power of thought and sound, actually serve as a conduit of life force, a conduit of life force energy from one universe to another. This is precisely how we serve our heaven, and in religious terms proclaim Hashem to be God. Proclaiming Hashem to be God has lost much of its meaning over many centuries. In ancient times, when the competition between mutually exclusive religious systems was vicious, proclaiming the religion of Torah over the other religions and other gods was a vital thing. Today, the majority of the world believes in a supreme being of one sort or another. To proclaim this is not controversial. To proclaim that there is one God over all is acceptable to most people today. Whereas at one time it was not. To proclaim that Hashem is the God of Israel and Israel alone, excluding all others, is not the message of Torah and never was and never has been. Israel's message is that God is the God over all, without distinction or separation. Therefore, the message of Hashem, Hu I Elohim, is a universal one that can be embraced by all humanity. We need to learn to see beyond the limited focus of physical eyes and recognize the soul within the body. This is true of how we must interact with one another, and this is equally true of how we interact with heaven. Religious mythologies of separation and must be delegated to the bookshelf of children's stories, where they belong. Indeed, instead, we must focus on true and actual spiritual accomplishment and not just on philosophical religions, rituals that look good on the surface but are empty inside. Only we can make the difference when we say, Hashem Hu Elohim, when we say, God is God. Now we will spend 4 days preparing for Sukkot. Another nice metaphor that comes from our Kabbalistic tradition is that the nation is so busy during the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot that they have no time to do a sin. We have been doing spiritual actions that cleansed us in these last 40 days, the 30 days of the month of Elul and the 10 days of Av. And the last cleansing is that of Yom Kippur. And this has allowed us to reach the level of being a tzaddik, all of our negative actions have been eliminated. We start out brand new, totally cleaned. Now we go into Sukkot in the 4 days. And it is important to keep up these spiritual actions so that we do not fall from this level of righteousness. I hope you choose to stay righteous. Remember the spiritual truth. If you try, Hashem will help. If you want to stay righteous, try to remain righteous, and Hashem will help you to remain righteous. And even if you fall, Hashem will help you to raise yourself back to this level. This is the end of our class for today. Are there any questions? We have two more classes today. One takes place at 3 p.m. West Coast time. It's a continuation of our last night's Zohar class on Yom Kippur. And one at 8:30, which is a continuation of our study of the Tikkuni Zohar. Monday, there are four classes. One that's at 7:30 in the morning, and all of these times are West Coast times, Pacific times. At 7:30, we will do Slichot. At 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock, we will continue our Zohar classes. At 8:30, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. This is going to be true except for minor differences in each of the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, bringing the month of the day of Friday. And we need to raise that consciousness. I bid shalom to all. Have a wonderful class, a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a week filled with peace and serenity and healthfulness and much joy and happiness, which is the tool that helps elevate you to this level of consciousness of being a tzaddik, that allows you to say with consciousness, with understanding, Hashem Hu Elohim. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom.
All right.